Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the second act of the second show. I would like to give a very, very warm welcome to all the Metallica Club members who have descended upon San Francisco from all over the world, coming here to share in this incredible and unique experience. Thank you, Metallica Club members, for coming. You can applaud yourself. There you go. How many countries do we count here? Let's see, I see our Polish friends over here, our German friends, our Mexican friends, our Swedish friends, Costa Rica, Turkey, Denmark. You are beautiful. You are beautiful, and thank you, Brazil, in the house right there. That's right. Yeah, I got pretty good grades in geography back in the day. France, Israel, is that Panama-ish? No? and I also want to thank everybody in San Francisco for welcoming the Metallica fans and making them all feel at home. See if you can keep that applause going as long as you did from memory. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I also want to thank Edwin Outwater, the resident conductor of the San Francisco Symphony, for doing an incredible job through the first half. Please give it up, Edwin. And now it's my great, great honor to ask you to join me in welcoming the musical director of the San Francisco Symphony, 25 years running. A dear friend of mine, a dear friend of Metallica, a dear friend of San Francisco, the one, the only, Michael Tilson Thomas. Give it up. Thank you. The stage is all yours. I'm going home.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Professor Lars. Careful. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a special recognition and big bow for one of the world's greatest orchestras, the San Francisco Symphony. Because not only do they have the chops to play this and do this, they have the guts and the spirit to do it. Which is awesome. So, also, I want to thank Lars, James, Kirk, Roberto for having the incredible courage and vision to imagine this event coming back 20 years later and happening tonight. So we want to play one piece for you where you just get to hear the orchestra all by itself. And in many conversations Lars and I have had about classical music, we talk about all the different spirits that are in it. And it goes back 1,200 years, so it's accomplished a lot in the history of civilization. And this piece that we're playing you now is one of those moments in which classical music and heavy metal sort of fuse and combine. And it's from this piece called Scythian Suite. So what do you need to know about the Scythians? Well, if you were in Central Asia in 700 BC, they were the people to know. What do we know about them? They were masters of horses. They were tribal. They wore elaborate metallic object decorations, and they were very heavily into tattoos. So we thought you would like this dance which is the dance of the ecstatic spirits of the night.